Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Gittin Daf Ayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage, and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins at the second wide line on Daf Ayin, or if you prefer, 11 lines from the top. We continue with matters that are related to health, and on the side of the Gemara, we have a nosei, a topic heading, which reads Achila Nechona, proper eating. The Gemara. Omer of Yeshua ben Levi. Ochal basar shor belefes. If a person ate ox meat together with lefes, a type of vegetation, velon bilavona, and then slept under the moon outdoors, belele yudalid o tesvav betkufas tamuz, on the night of the 14th or 15th of the month during the summer season. Tkufas tamuz is the summer season. Achzosoy achilu, he'll be plagued by achilu. Achzosoy literally means he'll be taken over by, he'll be afflicted by achilu. We have a bracketed section. If you skip to the end of the brackets, the Gemara afterwards says, asks my achilu, and asks what is achilu. Omer Rabbi Lozer eish shalat somos, the fire of bones, and then the Gemara on that asks my eish shalat somos. And Abaye answers Eish Garmi, some type of known ailment called Eish Garmi. Garmi are bones, fire of bones. We skipped a bracketed section, so now let's go over that. Within the brackets, the Gemara mentions other things, we'll say eating habits that should be avoided. Tana v'hamimale kresoi mikol davar, anyone who eats to the point that he is totally filled, he's totally filled up, achsosei achilu, will be afflicted by achilu. Omer Rav Papa, afilu mitamri, and Rav Papa adds, even if that which he filled himself up on were tamri. Tamri are dates. Well, that's obvious. It's just another food item that you filled yourself up with. So the Gemara says, no, I wouldn't have thought that tamri is just another food item. Salko daito chamina, without Rav Papa, I would have thought, hoyo v'omar mor, since it has been said concerning dates, tamri masban u'mishachnanon u'mishalshalon u'ma'ashran v'lo mefankon. Notice all of these different, say, positive qualities of dates. They are masban, they're satisfying. Mishachnanon, they warm you up. Mishalshalon, they keep your bowels loose, and they ma'ashran, they give you strength. V'lo mefankon, by eating them, one does not become finicky. Rashi says, v'lo mefankon einon misangois es halev, you don't become, say, particular, fussy, lios istinus, to become an istinus, which is an expression referring to those that are fastidious. V'afal pishahein mesukos, even though they're sweet. You can infer from Rashi that consumption of other sweets results in that kind of behavior of istinus. Nevertheless, with regard to dates, that's not a fear. So the Gemara continues, Amo lo. I would have thought that the teaching of the Brisa, of Mimali Kresoi, filling yourself up with dates, would not result in achilu. Komash Malon, Rav Papa informs us that dates are also included with all other food items. My achilu, what is that? What's that affliction? Omer Rabbi Lozer, Eish Shel Atzamos, the fire of bones. My Eish Shel Atzamos, this is a Hebrew expression, so the Gemara wanted to know, in its, let's say, more familiar tongue, Aramaic, what is Eish Shel Atzamos? Omer Abai, Eish Garmi. Garmi is the Aramaic word for bones. My Asute, what is its healing, its solution, its remedy? Before the Gemara details the remedy, the Gemara will mention general helpful practices. general rules with regard to the taking of remedies, and contrast the general practices with the way we deal with the remedy for Eish Garmi, for Achilo. And that's what we've highlighted with the double underline, are these different practices. So Omar Abaye, Omra Li Aim, my Aim told me, my Aim is his foster mother, Kulu Shakaini, all liquids that a person takes for remedy purposes, there's a number of days that one would continue taking that medicine. Tlosa, Vishiva, Vatresar. Some remedies are taken over 3 days, some for 7 days, some for Tresar, for 12 days. Vahai, when it comes to the remedy for Achilu, Ad Demitzi, until he gets better. In other words, there's no time limitation for the Achilu remedy. Kulu Shakaini, all other beverages, liquids that a person takes, Alibo Rekona, one eats, takes them on an empty stomach. Vahai, and with regard to the remedy for Achilu, Boser de Ochal Vishosi, after he ate, drank, Vaila Besakise, Vinofiku Moshiyode, entered the facilities, the bathroom, exited, washed his hands, and now we get to the remedy. Umaisu Le Buna de Shasisa de Talfachi. Buna is a handful, a fistful of Shasisa de Talfachi. It's a type of food that's made from the flour of adoshim. Adoshim is often translated as lentils and salt. So you take a fistful of ashis of shasisa de talfichi, ubuna de chamra atiko, and a buna once again is a fistful of all of aged wine. The nigbulinu bahadi hadodi, and you knead them together, v'nechol, and eat it. V'nechol, v'nichruch besadine, and then in order to create body heat, you wrap yourself in a sheet so that you sweat. V'nigne, and then sleep, and then go to sleep. V'leka denukme adekoy minavshe, and no one should wake up the individual until he wakes up on his own. The sweat is very beneficial for the one suffering from achilu. V'chikoy, and when he gets up, Lishkile, listine mine, should take off the sheet, vilo, and if he doesn't remove the sheet, hadar iluya, then the ailment will return. Omar le Elio Rav Nosson. Elio gives Rav Nosson some advice that's relevant to these matters of eating. Echol shlish, v'shasei shlish, when it comes to filling yourself up, so you eat a third of your capacity, drink a third of your capacity, v'hanoch shlish, and then leave a third unsatisfied and not filled. Why leave a third, unfilled? L'cheshich tichos, because when a person becomes enraged, tamod al miluacha, then he'll feel filled up. Apparently the emotional experience of wrath fills you up another third, so that if you're only two-thirds filled after eating, and then you happen to get angry, so you won't explode. Tony Rebchia, Horeitza Shaloyava Lidei Choyli Me'ayim, person who wants to avoid suffering from digestive ailments, Yerogil Betibul Kayetz V'chorif, should be accustomed regularly dipping his bread in vinegar in the summer and winter months. Sudascha Shanoscha Mimeno Meshoch Yodcha Himeno. A meal that happens to contain portions, food items that you find very appealing, that you enjoy a lot, so withdraw your hands from it, meaning don't fill yourself up with foods that you happen to enjoy. V'al tisheh atzmecha b'shosha tatzorech l'nikovecha, and don't, tisheh means delay, don't delay. Withhold yourself when you need to relieve yourself in the bathroom. Omar Mar Ukfa Haiman Deshasi Tilya Chivra, one who drinks Tilya Chivra. It's a poor quality wine. Achzoso Visik. You see on the side we have a Topic heading, the Nosei, Dvorim HaGormim Visik, things that cause Visik, which is Chulsha, weakness. Whether it be in the person himself, Bo, or Bebonov, or his children. So if you skim over the next few lines, you'll see that we've dashed, underlined, Achsosoy Visik, and you'll see Bonim Viskin. So Marufa leads off with the point that one who drinks Til Yechivra, this poor quality wine, will be afflicted by weakness. Omar of Chista, Shisin Minei Chamrohav. There's 60 different varieties of wine. Mal Yosh Dekulu, the best quality is called Sumka Rechsona, the red wine with a good aroma. Deria Dekulu, the poorest quality of the wines, Tilya Chivra, the one we just mentioned. Omar Rav Yehuda, Haiman Diyosiv Betzafrone Nisan, one who sits in the morning, in the spring season. Gabi Nura, by a fire. Vishayef Mashcha, and smears himself with oil. Vinofik, and goes out. Vyosef Vishimshan, and sits in the sun. Achsosoy Visik, will be afflicted by weakness. Tonu Rabbonan, Hekiz Dom Vishimesh Mitasa, one who bloodlets, and then engages in intimacy with his wife. Havion Lo Bonim Viskin, the children that are conceived on that occasion will be weak. Hekizu Shnehem Vishimshu, if both the members of the couple, the husband and wife, happened to bloodlet and then engaged in intimacy, and which led to conception, Havion Lehen Bonin Baalei Rason, will have children that are Baalei Rason. Rashi, just a couple lines up from here, says Baalei Rason Chaloshim Harbe, very weak. Machmas Yeshlan Sheretz B'moyach, the result, the cause of their weakness is a type of creature that develops on their brain. Kidamrina B'Ksubas, as is found in Maseches Ksubas. The Gemara continues, Omar of Papa, Lo Amoron, the warning contained in this source is Ela Delo Toyim Midi, that they, after bloodletting, they didn't eat anything. In other words, they bloodlet and immediately engaged in intimacy. Aval Toyim Midi, if after the bloodletting they ate something, less Lonbo, then the warning above is irrelevant. Omar Rabo Bar Rav Huna, Bo Min HaDerech V'Shimesh Mitasoy, one who returns from a journey and engages immediately in intimacy, and which leads to conception, Havion Lo Bonim Viskin, the children that result will be weak. Tana Rabbanan Habo Mibeis Hakisei Al Yishamish Mitaso Ad Shiyashish Shiur Chatzi Mil, a person who returns from the facilities, he should not engage in intimacy until he waits, delays a shiur chatzi meal, the amount of time it takes to walk a half a meal, half a kilometer. It's a number of minutes. In other words, a person comes out of the bathroom, if his intention is to engage in intimacy, he should delay the amount of time, the few minutes that it takes, that would take to walk a half a kilometer. Why? Because the demon that's associated with bathrooms accompanies him, v'im shimesh, and if he has intimacy and which would lead to conception, havion lo bonim nichbin, that will result in children that suffer from the ailment called nichbin, which is called machlas hanafila, the falling sickness, which some associate with epilepsy. Tono rabbonon hameshamesh mitaso, one who engages in intimacy mu'umad while standing, aichazasoi ovis, will be afflicted by that ailment called ovis, and Rashi gives a French word for that. Miyushav, if engaging in intimacy while seated, achsoso delaria, will be afflicted by delaria. The Gemara right after this source will ask, what is that? He milamala vahu milamata, if the woman is above and the man is below, achsoso delaria, another reason, another cause of that ailment. My delaria. What is delaria? And interestingly, here the Gemara does not answer what that is. All the Gemara does is it goes on to give a remedy for it. Omar Bishu ben Levi, Sam delaria, the remedy for delaria is dardara. My dardara, what is that? Omar Abaye, Marika Dechochi. Rashi says on on Marika that he says Rashi has us as a girsa kurtami dechuchi, and after that Rashi has Marika dechuchi. So under Marika dechuchi he has krug, a French word, hagodel begader shilhizmi. It grows in a fence that's made of thorn bushes, shikorin, and another French word. So Abaye says that the remedy for dardura is morika dechuchi, this vegetation krug, in using the French word, that grows in these thorn fences. Rav Papa olis ubolale. Rav Papa's method of taking that remedy was to chew it and swallow. Rav Papi olis vishadile. Rav Papi would chew it and spit it out. Omar Abaye, Misha Eino Boki Bederech Eretz. Rashi explains Bederech Eretz She'ein Lo Koyach L'Shamesh, a man who's lost his ability to engage in intimacy. So Lacy Gimel Kapisi Kurtami Duchuchi, he should bring three Kapisi. This is a vessel that holds three revios, so that three Kapisi would be three times three revios, be nine revios of kurtami dechuchi. And on that Rashi says he has again the French word krug, hagodol bekarka mezubal bezevel hatzon. It's this krug vegetation grows in land fertilized by waste coming from tzon, from sheep and goats. So you take this substance called kurtami dechuchi, v'ni dukinu, you crush them, v'nish lekinu b'chamra, boil them in wine, v'nishti, and drink it. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, hein, hechsiruni l'narusi. Rabbi Yochanan tells us about his own taking of this remedy, and he says it restored my youthfulness. Before we continue, we glance at the side where we have in our margin the Mivneh, a structural note featuring the trapezoid or volcano shape. These are Rishimos Beinyone Brios, lists that are health related, Shemofiyim Bemisparam. Each one of these lists begins with a number of things, as you will now see. The Gemara, Shlosh Advarim Makrishim Kaychish Adam. There are three things capable of reducing a person's strength. Ve'eluhein, and they are as follows. The Gemara will list them off and then provide a verse for each, to prove each one. They are pachad, derech, ve'avon. Pachad, fear, derech, a trip, being on the road, and avon, sin. Tosfos has a note. We read the Tosfos together. Derech v'avon, da'agas ha'avon, fear of the sin. Inami oinesh ha'avon, or punishment for the sin. The Gemara, pachad dichtiv, libi scharchar azovani kochi. My heart is scharchar, is surrounded by fear, and the pasuk says azovani kochi, my strength departed. Derech dichtiv, being on the road, ino baderech kochi. The pasuk refers to someone on the road having his strength, ino, but would be an expression of oni, of weakening of strength. Avon dichtiv, regarding sin, it says koshav avoni kochi, my strength has stumbled through my sins. Shloisha dvarim metizin. There's another girsa that reads matishin. Matishin is to weaken. Matishin gufa shel adam. Three things weaken a person's body, ve'lohein, and they are as follows. Ochal mumad, v'shasa mumad, v'shimesh mitasa mumad. One who eats while standing, drinks while standing, or has intimacy while standing. Chamisha kroivim l'misa yosim en achayim, ve'lohein. There are five that can be described as being closer to death than alive, and they are Ochal ve'omad, one who ate and stood up immediately after eating. Shasa ve'omad, drank and stood up immediately without any delay. Hekiz dom viomad, bloodlet, and stood up immediately. Yoshan viomad, after sleeping, gets right out of bed, jumps out of bed from sleeping to a standing position without any delay. Shimesh mitosav omad, and having intimacy, and then immediately standing before any delay. Shisha ha'oisa oison miyad meis v'eluhain. There are six that if one does all of them together, will die immediately. And here we have all of them, the list of six, and then after we read the list, Rabbi Yochanan, whose name you can see is underlined, points out this: the danger is only if you did them in order. And Abaye qualifies Rabbi Yochanan's statement and says that, well, if you do them in the following, in the order presented, that leads to death. If you do all six, not in the order, but you do all six, that will lead to weakness. Now the Gemara. What are the six? Habo, Baderech, V'nisyageh, one who returned from a trip and is weary. Hek is dam, and then bloodlet. V'nichnas lebeis amirchatz, and then went to a bathhouse. V'shosa, v'nishtaker, drank some intoxicating beverage and then became drunk. V'yoshin agabi karka, slept on the, then went to sleep on the floor. V'shimei shmitaso, and had intimacy. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, v'hush ason kisidron. The danger is if you did them all in that order. Omar Abaye, kisidron meis, if you did them in that order, that leads to death. Shelo kisidron cholish, doing them, all six, but not in that order, will lead to weakness. Eini, is that so? Vaha Muras. Muras is the name of a woman. Avda lei laavda tlas minayu umis. Three of these things she did to her servant, and he died. So even without doing all six, death is threatened. So the Gemara answers, "Hahu kochushava." That particular servant was a weak individual. Shmoina ruban koshe umiutan yofe. There are eight that can be described as if in abundance are harmful, but in a minimum amount are beneficial. V'eluhein derech. Rashi says, "Lalech bedrochim, to walk on the road." The derech eretz, that is intimacy. Osher, wealth. A little wealth is good, but a lot of wealth is not good. And Rashi points out, why is a lot of wealth not good? Rashi says, "Shemevatlu mitalmud Torah." It reduces the amount of time that he'll be engaged in Torah study. Umagbia levavo, and it leads to haughtiness. Number four, umalacha, work, working, exertion for working purposes. A little is good, but too much is no good. Yayin, wine, vishina, sleep, chamin, hot water. Rashi points out regarding hot water of bathing and drinking. Vakozes dam, and bloodletting. Shmoina mimatim es hazera. There are eight things that could reduce a man's seed, his semen. V'eluhein, hamelach, salt. V'rov, famine. V'nesek, nesek is associated with tzoras. Tzoras is featured extensively in the Torah, in the halachic literature, having to do with a change in skin color, whitening of the skin. Bechia, crying. Veshino agabi karka, sleeping on the floor. Vegudgonios. Gudgonios is a type of vegetation. Rashi gives a French word for that. Vekoshois shelo bizmano. And koshos is another type of vegetation, but not in its time. Vahakozas, that point will be explained later. Vahakozas dam lumato kiflayim. And bloodletting on the lower part of the body is a double source of zera reduction. In other words, as much as any of the previous seven items would reduce the man's zera, this will reduce it twice as much. Tana. Kishem shekoshe lamato kiflayim kach yofe lamalo kiflayim. With regard to bloodletting, we said doing it in the wrong place, in other words, low on the lower part of the body, has a double negative effect. Doing it above has a double positive effect, can be responsible for increased zera production. Amar Rav Papa, we continue now at the top of Amud Beis. Lamata, when we speak about lower on the body, we mean lamata min habeitzim, below a man's testicles, which Rashi says kamo baraglo v'beshokov, on a person's bloodletting from the feet, from the legs. Lamala is lamala min habeitzim, above that part of the anatomy. Rashi enumerates, for example, from the shoulders, from one's neck, or from one's klibosis. The klibosis is the lower part of one's spine. And now, regarding koshos shelo bezmana, we have a little arrow just to help you find where we saw it back on the bottom of Omid Aleph. Tana kishem shekoshos shelo bezmana, kach yofe bezmana. Just like we say koshos is a source of zera reduction when it's not zmana, when it's not its right time, it's actually beneficial in its right time. Omar of Papa, zmana equals Tammuz. The right season is Tammuz, which is one of the summer months. Shelo bezmana teves. If it's, whether the Gemara is referring to a season or a specific month, it would seem from the context that we're referring to Tammuz as a summer season, Teves being the winter season. Yoimei Nisan v'yoimei Tishrei. Yoimei Nisan is the spring season. Yoimei Tishrei, the fall, autumn season. Lo malu v'lo koshu. The koshus will not be beneficial, nor will it be negative. Omar, we go back now to halachas that refer to the actual get-related matters. On the side of the Gemara under the Nosei, we have the topic heading features Machlokes, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, a disagreement between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan im Kaisvin Noisim Haget La'Alter, Lemi Shebikesh Kach, Aval Achakach Achzosi Kudyakis, V'yomar Al Tichtavu. A person, while healthy, instructed for a get to be written. Do we go ahead and write it, even though, after his request, he was overcome with kordiakas? And when he was overcome with kordiakas, which, of course, was the opening of this perek, when he was overcome with that syndrome, the kordiakas syndrome, he then said, don't write the get. The Gemara. Omar, kisfu get liishti. A man instructed, while it was normal, sane, he says, write a get for my wife. And the idea being, write it and give it to her. V'ochso kurdiakos. And then he was overcome with the kurdiakos syndrome. And that we featured at the beginning of the perek. V'chozar v'omar al tichtavu. And then, while he's seized with kurdiakos, he says, don't write it. Ein dvor v'achroinim klum. His second instruction is of no consequence. This, of course, was a quote from our Mishnah on Samach Zayin Amud Beis, where the Mishnah tells us that after he was seized with kurdiakos and then reverses his instructions, so his latter statement is of no consequence. Omar Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Kaisvin v'noisnim get la'alter. You can have the get written and given to her immediately. Rashi says on the second line from the top, Kaisvin v'noisnim get la'alter. V'yafilu b'soch cholyo, even while the husband is infirmed with the kordiakos syndrome, hoyol v'omar koidim l'chein, since he issued his instructions when he was sane, v'lo amrinon, and we do not say shoytehu, he's an imbecile, Pieno Yochol Lagarish, and he is therefore incapable of divorcing. That's Reish Lakish's opinion. We continue in the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Ein Kaisvin Ela Lichshishtefet. We don't write up the get until he gets better. My time of the Reish Lakish. What is the basis for Reish Lakish's conclusion? The Katoni, the Mishnah said, Ein Bedvar V'Rachonim Klum. His latter statement is nothing. So all you're left with then is his instructions while he was saying, "Kiss for get, lishti, write up a get to, for my wife and give it to her." So you act accordingly. His latter statement, the Mishnah described, is ein bedvar v'achronim klum. Rabbi Yochanan amar loch. Rabbi Yochanan responds, ein bedvar v'achronim klum. That statement means the lechi mitzil lo tzarch l'mahadir luchi bay. Lechi mitzil, when he becomes sane, when he returns to normalcy, you don't have to. The Mahadir is go back in Luchi and consult with him. In other words, you know that he issued his initial instructions while saying that remains. You don't have to go and consult with him again when he gets better. However, however, we will nevertheless not prepare the get until he does actually get better. What's the underlying point of contention between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish medami le liyoshin. Reish Lakish compares the person afflicted with kuryakas to someone sleeping. So a person who, let's say, before he went to sleep, he said, write up, get, and give it to my wife. They went to sleep. What would you do? He'd write up again and give it to his wife. So it doesn't matter whether the husband's sleeping. Rabbi Yochanan medami le lishaita. And Rabbi Yochanan compares the individual to an imbecile, so that with comparing him to an imbecile, so you would not give the get to her while he is in that state. Reish Lakish, as we mentioned, describes the kurdyaka state as being like asleep, so you can give the get to the wife of a man who is sleeping. Rabbi Yochanan says we compare him to an imbecile. So you would not give a get to the wife of a man who was right now an imbecile. For Rabbi Yochanan nami l'dame l'yoshem, the Gemara asks, and we use the squiggle underline to reflect the back and forth structure where we feature each opinion with regard to the other one's statement. So we ask here, Rabbi Yochanan, why does he not compare him, the kuryakas, to a sleeping individual? Answer, Yoshein lo mechuser maisa. A person who's sleeping, in order for him to regain his state of awareness, of awakenedness, nothing is necessary. All he does is wakes up. Hai mechuser maisa. A person who's afflicted with kuryakas needs to take the remedy. So that there's an action, literally, he's missing an action, the action of taking the remedy. Reish Lakish nami nedamei l'shoita. Why doesn't Reish Lakish compare the kuryakas to an imbecile? Answer: Shoita lo samei biyodon. A person who is imbecilic has no remedy. We don't have any medicine for that. Hi, samei biyodon. The person overcome with kuryakas is someone that we have a remedy for that, which is bistra sumka agomri v'chamra marka. This is what we spent a lot of time from the first few opening dapim of Gemara dealing with remedies was inspired by the need to present the remedy for kuryakas, the red meat with weakened wine. So Reish Lakish does not see a similarity between the shoita, for whom there is no medicine, versus the kuryakas, for whom there is a medicine. Therefore, Reish Lakish compares the kuryakas to someone who is asleep. Before we go further, we glance at the side where we have a topic heading, Dinim Hakshurim. We're going to see laws that are related, Lamisha Nishchat Lo Yishnayim Simonim, or Rov Shnayim, person whose throat was sliced. And the reference to Shnayim, two, are the two tubes that we associated with animal slaughtering, the trachea and the esophagus. So a person who was who's had his throat sliced, and those two tubes are severed, or the majority of them are severed. Laws regarding, number one, b'ksivas get, the writing of a divorce document for him. Edus lahatirishto, testimony, in order to allow his wife to remarry on the grounds that he is considered dead. And number three, l'chayev golos, ir mikla, to obligate one who might have afflicted someone else in this fashion, slice someone's throat inadvertently, does he go? Is he obligated to go to a city of refuge, which is the standard procedure for someone who kills b'shogeg? The Gemara. Umi Omar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Would Rabbi Yochanan have said what he did above? We saw that regarding someone who issued an instruction to write a get, and then an unfortunate circumstance then overtook him. Rabbi Yochanan had said we have to relate, we have to consider his subsequent unfortunate circumstances. But does Rabbi Yochanan really say that? V'ha amar Rabbi Yehuda amar Shmuel, shachad bo yishnayim urov shnayim, v'romaz v'omar kisvuget liishti. A person whose throat was sliced, either both tubes or the majority of the tubes, and he, at that point, he's incapable of speaking, but he's about to die, and he makes some kind of motion, which indicates through his motion, I want you to write a get up for my wife. Now, that will enable her to be considered divorced without then being subjected to widow status, which if they have no children should then be bound to a yavam, to the levirate marriage, which can have a number of, we'll say, negative ramifications for the woman. So in order for her to avoid gaining widow status, he, the husband, who is, you can see, in very bad shape, his throat was sliced, but nevertheless he has enough wits about him to say write again and give it to her. Shmuel rules, Harei Elu Yichtavu V'yitnu. Write it up, give it to her, no delay. We don't wait. V'tanya, ra'uhu meguyad otsoluv alatzliva. If a man is seen meguyad, he's cut into pieces, or tsoluv alatzliva is someone that's hammered to a wooden post, and he's bleeding to death. V'romaz v'omar kisvuget lishti, and he indicates that he wants his wife to receive a get and be divorced. We act accordingly. And that is the end of our question. What do you see from here? We see act immediately, no delay. And yet, Rabbi Yochanan above said that a person who had issued instructions while normal, while sane, having his wits about him, and then was overcome with a negative situation, we do delay. We wait for him to get better. Here you see we're not waiting. Hachi hashta, how can you compare the case of Shochet Bo Shnayim to the case of Misha, that someone who was overcome with Kodiakis? Hosam daita tzilusa hi, ukhishusahu de aschi la bay. The person whose throat was sliced has all his wits about him, and all that has happened to him, he's been overcome with weakness. He's about to die, so you can imagine extreme form of weakness. But there's no mental, mental alteration or mental status change. Therefore, we can act immediately. We're acting within the time frame that he's basically still alive, becoming weaker and weaker and weaker, but nevertheless mentally totally about his wits. Hacha, in the case of the Kurdiakus, daito shagishtahi, his wits are confounded, and therefore though he issued instructions while he was sane, but right now he is in a confounded state of mind, and therefore we have to wait till he regains his sanity. Umi Omar Shmuel Hachi, and notice we have arrows to the left hand side of the Gemara text. We just read Shmuel's ruling that stated that a person who had Shochat Bo Shnayim, we write again, which indicates he's considered alive. But does Shmuel consider someone like that alive? By the way, it's important for us to define his status, whether to know the get is a good get or not. There is a rule that states, ain get la harmisa, that once a person is considered dead, a dead man can't give a get. So that if he's considered dead, the get would not be valid. So we're asking, does Shmuel say what he did above, that after Shochat Bo Shnayim, the get can be written and given to his wife, the Omar of Yudomar Shmuel, Shochat Bo Shnayim, Rov Shnayim, Uborach, a man whose throat was sliced, as we described above, and then with his last bit of strength, ran away. Me'idin Olav, witnesses can testify that he is dead in order to enable his wife to remarry. If you're going to consider the earlier ruling of Shmuel, that he's considered alive, as we said, for get delivery purposes, I meet him alive, then why are we able to testify about him as being dead? He's not dead. Amri, so we answer, Chai Hu, he is considered alive right now for the forget purposes. However, Sofolomus, he is inevitably going to die very soon. Therefore, where he did not divorce her, we can testify that that he is dead. Elo Me'ata, if he is going to die, as you've just described it, and that enables us to testify about him as being dead, Yehei Goyla Al Yoda, one who inadvertently injured the person in that fashion, slicing his neck. So the offender, the inadvertent offender, should be obligated to run to a city of refuge, in Ir Miklot. Aloma Tanya, why therefore do we have the following brisa that says, Shochad Boishnaim Arov Shnaim Areze Eino Goyla, someone who sliced a victim's throat inadvertently, is not to go to a city of refuge. The Gemara answers why that's the case. So before we go further, just let us realize, on the one hand, he is considered, after his throat was sliced, he's inevitably going to die. On the other hand, the one who inadvertently did that is not considered a murderer, b'shogeg. How do you resolve the two factors? Itmar Allah, it was stated concerning this matter, Omer of Oshaya, Chayshinon Shema Haruach Bilbalosoi, Inami Hu Kirev Es Misaso. Rav Hashai explains that the case of Shochat Bo Shnayim is different than the standard case featured in the Torah of Rotzeach B'Shogeg. The case of Rotzeach B'Shogeg featured in the Torah involves someone chopping a tree and the axe head flies off and kills the individual. That is contrasted with the case of Shochat Bo Shnayim. Why? Because in the case of Shochat Bo Shnayim, number one, Chayshino Shema Haruach Bilbalosu, we consider that there was a mitigating factor, and that is that the wind Bilbalosu literally confounded him, but it means that the wind contributed to the death of the victim. Another possibility is Hu Kirev Es Misaso, the victim himself, flitching around, by all kinds of actions, jerking actions, he brought upon his own death. My Binayu, what's the difference between these two explanations? Iko Binayu, a case where you can see a difference between these two explanations, Deshachte Bebesa Deshisho Purches, his throat was sliced in a base of the shisha. We call that a sealed room. Literally, it's a room with thick marble walls. In other words, there's no wind in that room. However, you see him, after his neck was sliced in that base of the shisha, you see him flinching around. According to explanation one, so there's no mitigating wind circumstance. Therefore, there would be Golus, there would be the exile to the city of refuge. According to explanation two, you nevertheless have the victim's own contribution to his own death, because you see him flinching around. Inami, deshachte bebora velo pirches. Another circumstance where you would see a difference between these two explanations. The person was had his neck sliced by a person inadvertently outdoors. Well, there is wind there, but there was no body movement afterwards. So according to explanation one, there's the wind factor outdoors. Therefore, there would be no golus. There'd be no, because of this mitigating circumstance, there would be no golus, no exiling to the city of refuge. However, according to the pirchus consideration, there was no pirchus here, and therefore there would be golus. So it depends on which reason you emphasize for the explanation of the brice of why, in the case of Shochet B'Shnayim, eino goyle. The Mishnah said on Samach Zayin Rebeis, Nishtatek, V'omru lo nichtov get l'ishtecha, a person who lost the power of speech. And we asked him, would you like us to write a get for your wife? And the Mishnah went on to say, that we wrote in between the lines, V'hukin b'roishai, and he made a head movement, Boitkin esay shloisha pa'amim, and we check him out three times. Im omar alav lav al hein hein, ha-re'elu yuchtevu v'yitnu. If he answered questions that require a negative response, and he indicated with a head movement that indicates negativity, so regarding questions that require a positive response, he made a head motion indicating a positive response, then we write the get. Before continuing, we glance again at the side where we have a nosei slash mivne heading. Triangles will appear in the next few lines, highlighting the word velechush. We indicate kushios shel velechush. Velechush means suspect. Shabdikais eina meduyokas. The testing out of this individual maybe is not an accurate test. It's not revealing of his sanity. That's shabdikas einon meduyokos. They're not accurate tests. Einon meshachnos. They are not convincing. The double underline that you see here are hatsos, suggestions. Eich livdoik odom shenishtateik. How to check someone out who lost his power of speech. Ladasim daitotzlu, to assume or to ascertain whether he is of still sound mind. The Gemara. After reading the Mishnah, which said, well, we ask him a series of questions, three questions requiring a negative response, three questions requiring a positive response, and he nods his head accordingly, we can then write up the get and give it to his wife. V'lechush, why not suspect, dilmo shichyo de lav lav nakde, Inami shichyo dehein hein nakte. Shichyo is a word meaning bowing. We'll just say it's a type of bobbing head, where his head is, he's been overcome right now that he's lost his power of speech. He's really lost it altogether to the extent that he's not really sane. The fact that his head is moving proper direction with relative to the questions that we asked him, maybe it's just some type of head twitch that's set in, indicating a head twitch that would look like someone who is shaking his head from side to side, indicating negative, a no response, or a bobbing head back and forth, indicating a positive response. But since it's just a twitch that's overcome him, it doesn't reflect his actual responses to our questions. Omer of Yosef bar Menumi, Omer of Nachman. The Mishnah, with its suggestion, took this into consideration and intended to say that we ask the questions, the Amrinon Le Basirugin. We ask him, we present the questions in a staggered fashion, in an alternating fashion, namely, one question positive that requires a positive response, followed by a negative, again, followed by a positive, a negative. The Gemara asks, so is this nevertheless compelling evidence of his sanity? Maybe he's been overcome with some kind of twitch that actually is in that fashion, in an alternating head movement direction. The Gemara answers, the Amrinon Le, well, when we present the questions to him, we do it as follows. Chad Lav Utrein Hain. Utrein Lav V'chad Hain. We ask him questions not in a systematic fashion, but rather we'll ask one question requiring a negative response, followed by two questions with a positive response, followed by two questions requiring a negative response, and then finally one question requiring a positive response, so that the head twitching would, if that were the case, it would be in some type of repetitive fashion, with this response showing how we are able to ascertain sanity and not suspect a head twitch. The Bay Rabbi Shmuel Tana, in the Yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, they taught the following source regarding the questions. So when we ask him about questions, or we present questions with regard to a negative response, Omrim lo, Dvorim shel Yemoisa Chamo, B'Yemoisa Kshomim, B'Yemoisa Kshomim, B'Yemoisa Chamo. Matters that are relevant to the summer season, to the hot season, we ask him in the cold weather, in the rainy season, and matters regarding the rainy season, we present in the hot season, the summer season. Mind you, what do you mean by that? And as we're looking for solutions, we're looking for questions that will reveal his sanity. Well, what do you mean by what you said in this source? Ilemo glufkari usadini. Glufkari would be, Rashi uses a French word that looks very much like the English word coat, which would mean some type of heavy outer garment. Sedini would be some type of the opposite, a light garment. So that, do you mean in this source that in the summer season we would ask him, when it's very hot, would you like a coat in the summer season, or would you like a light jacket in the very cold winter season? And if he would say, let us say he would say that he wants a heavy coat in the hot weather, so that would, according to the source, indicate that he does not have he's not of sound mind, because he's asking for a heavy coat in the summer season, or vice versa. Does that mean then that he is definitely a shoita, that he's doesn't have his mind about him? That wouldn't indicate, that wouldn't be conclusive. Lechush dilma kura achte nami chamo achte. Maybe you should suspect that it's true, it's very hot outside, but he's been overcome with chills. He feels very cold, even though it's for everyone else it's hot. So he's asking for a coat, or it's very cold outside, but he's been overcome with body heat. So that his response doesn't indicate to us his being a shoita, being an imbecile. So how does this, what is meant by the source of Rabbi Shmuel, where we ask questions, we'll call, that are out of season, that will be conclusive. His responses will show us conclusively his state of mind. The Gemara continues at the top of Ayin Aleph, Daf Ayin Aleph, Elo Beperi. Rashi at the top, peri means fruits, but peri she'ena mitzuya ba'oisa shah. Kagon, and Rashi gives you some French words describing different fruits. If he asks, would you like some trishash b'yemois hagshamim? So trishash is clearly a summer fruit. It's not available in the winter season. And he would ask him, would you like some of this summer fruit in the heart of the winter? In the heart of the summer, you would ask him, would you like nishlefa? The nishlefa fruit, which is a fruit clearly associated with the winter season. And if he were to say, yes, I would, if he would indicate through his head movements that he would like these fruits that are out of season, we would conclude then that he is not of sound mind. Tosfos points out that when we ask him, does he want these fruits that are out of season, we're not asking him, would you like us to serve them to you? Because you can have, let's say, summer fruits that are preserved in, nowadays we'd say canned fruits, in the middle of the winter. You can serve someone summer fruits out of a can. They're preserved. So Tosfos says that when we ask him these questions, we're asking, would you like us to pick off from the tree a summer fruit? And you ask him in the middle of the winter. So obviously, in the middle of the winter, someone who is sane would respond to, well, they're not available. And if he says, yes, I'd like to pick off the tree in the middle of the winter a summer fruit, we would conclude that he does not have his wits about him. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.